in the midst of all the March Madness that was ensuing over the weekend, some big news out of the NFL. Rob Gronkowski officially announces his retirement. Kind of what a lot of people had anticipated and thought, because, you know, his body was just so banged up and so beat up, and you felt like he was probably going to hang it up. Couple things with Gronk. To me, I gained so much respect and admiration for Gronk during this playoff run. With, you're talking about a guy that is, one of the most lethal weapons in the history of football, catching the ball. And when he was asked to block, he did it and did it great. Like in the AFC Championship game, they were just lining him up and letting him maul people so they could run the ball, control the clock, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. And to me, that tells me a lot about, you know, Gronk's will, determination, competitive spirit, selflessness. Because it's funny how whenever we talk diva in football, it's always diva wide receiver. You never hear about like the diva defensive end or the diva right guard. It's always diva wide receiver. Well, Gronk could kind of be like, man, you want me to block? I catch touchdowns. I don't block. You know, like if Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown or if they had to be asked to do those things, they'd be like, no. But Gronk did it and did it great. And to me, one of the true marks of greatness is what happens when your fastball goes away? Meaning like all of a sudden his body kind of went, how good are you once it, can you kind of reinvent yourself? And Gronk still kind of, like, he reinvented himself to being a really, really good blocking tight end. And it's just interesting with Gronk, in an organization and a culture in New England that suppresses individual personality, he cut through that. He was had the biggest, loudest personality, but yet still seemed to fit the Patriots' way. And I think a lot of it is because of what I just laid out, where it's like Gronk's kind of crazy and does all this weird stuff. But like when Belichick and Josh McDaniels need Gronk to step up and block or do X, like, you know who delivers? Gronk. And so for me, I think sometimes when we get into that greatest of all time discussion, we blend best career with best ever. You know, you can make a case Bill Russell or Tim Duncan or, you know, had better careers than LeBron, but I don't think they're better than LeBron. And yeah, like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, you could say had better careers than Rob Gronkowski, but to me, Rob Gronkowski's the best tight end I've ever seen. He's the best tight end I've ever seen. Just like, and some people go nuts when I say this, I get that when you pull up and you look at the wide receiver numbers that Jerry Rice dwarfs those behind him in terms of, you know, yards, all that stuff, receptions. But to me, Randy Moss is the best wide receiver I've ever seen. Randy Moss, I've never seen anybody play the wide receiver position better than that guy. I get the numbers. I get all that stuff. I get it. But to me, Moss is the greatest wide receiver I've ever seen. And to me, Rob Gronkowski is the greatest tight end I've ever seen. In some ways, he changed the position. People threw to their tight ends, but it was always kind of like, play action pass, tight end bootleg. You know, like, he was the first, like, legitimate, like, matchup. You get him on a backer, forget about it. He's going to run past you. You get him matched up with a safety or a DB. Like, he is going to body that dude. Like, he was revolutionary in terms of his skill set and what he could do on the field. So Gronk bids farewell. And, in my opinion, I think you just, Too bad his career was cut short from injuries a little bit, but I had never seen a dude be better than that guy at the tight end spot.
I'm actually excited because he's going to get a reality show, and I'm all in.
Or he's going to go like be in the WWE or something like that.
I'm
like,
a WWE guy.
There you
I'm
go.
Gonna get Gronk.
You're
in
gonna,
my
Gronk
life.
Is coming for your living room ASAP. God. All right, Schaaf at 12:30, Vers at 1:30, 402-951-1620. You can email me, Nick at 1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Got a ton of more thoughts on the bracket. We'll get into Creighton and TCU coming up tomorrow in the NIT. But I'm watching last night, and I read a quote, and it kind of showed why someone's so successful, and it made me also think about Nebraska. I'll explain.